Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Devitter, and this is Let's Chat. Hi, Leah.
Hey, Mommy.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute, guys.
It's been a really long time. It's been a long time. Hello, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining us here for another episode of Let's Chat with Leah and Devitter. It has definitely been a long time. Yeah. I think our last podcast was when?
Like March last year.
March last year. Why is that, Leah?
You know, last year was really just a crazy time to be alive. We're just mad busy, always doing something. First year of high school, so I had a lot going on. It was just difficult to fit the schedule.
It was difficult to fit the podcast into the schedule. So what we're going to do on this episode, this very episode of 2024 and getting us back into the groove of things, is give you a recap of our 2023 and what we're expecting and looking forward to in 2024, one of which is Leah turning 16.
Ah! Oh, my God.
So,
wait, also, we're to the 16, but yeah. She's to the 50.
Oh, my God! 2024 is going to be a momentous year, yeah, as they say. So, Leah, what happened in 2023?
You know, 2023, the beginning was really good. Mm-hmm. Like, the first 6 months was amazing. We traveled a couple of times. It was the 50th year of hip hop.
Yes.
So we're outside a lot, you know, just.
You was outside, a lot. You went to a few concerts, yeah, right? Like, what was a highlight?
We went to Rock the Bells. Mm-hmm. We went to the exhibit, the 50 year hip hop exhibit in the Bronx, because they're making a museum. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there when you guys went, but you guys went to the Jay-Z hip-hop thing at the Brooklyn Library.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fun. That was fun. It wasn't at the Brooklyn Library. It was actually, we went to a college in Queens, and they were having a whole exhibit, and a lot of great speakers were there. It was a really wonderful event. I loved how much was going on throughout the city,
yeah,
for the 50th year of hip-hop. So that was really cool. Why does it matter? Why do you care?
It matters because music has always been in my life, obviously, because my dad's a musician and you're always singing and doing stuff. So and because of that, I've grown like really fond of music in general, but hip hop, like mostly, mainly for me because of the storytelling. And if you guys don't know, I want to be like a writer, music journalist. And so I just love storytelling and like the musicality of it. So that's just the reason why I was like,
the musicality. So okay. Okay, so hip hop, 50th year. What else happened in 2023? Tell the people. The people want to know, where was Leah and what was going on?
You know, I said the first half was really good. The second half, September specifically, guys, got my heart broken.
Oh, poor baby.
You know, it happens, you know. Character development. So
character development.
Now I feel like I have a broadened like understanding of things, and you know.
Which is one of the main reasons why dating wasn't until how old?
16.
Right. And this is why. A lot of times as parents, we, you know, want to give our kids what they think they want and that kind of thing. And so Leah had a young man who wanted to be her boyfriend, and he ended up not being exactly who she thought or we thought he was going to be. And, you know, little couple of situations happened. Long story short, she was heartbroken, and it was definitely a rough patch, but a learning experience. So sure. What do you think you learned from that experience?
I think I definitely learned how to, like, how I want to be treated in a relationship, my expectations, you know, that sort of thing. I learned how I am as, like, a person and how I like to treat other people. Like the type of caring that I do, I definitely learned because of that relationship.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So early lessons.
Early lessons.
That hopefully, you know, if you learn them early enough in life, as you get older, you know, you'd really be able to grasp relationships and be clear about what you want, what your expectations are. I think that learning experience definitely can help you in the future to demand certain things out of a relationship and let people know who you are, let the person know who you are and what you expect out of a relationship. Recently, there's something going on with somebody with red flags, something that's mm-hmm. going on in social media. I don't know exactly what it is, but people are always talking about these things after the fact, yeah. right? So I think that this experience definitely will help you future forward.
For sure.
Because every lesson we learn, right, we have to take into our future and figure out I learned from that experience. I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
What am I going to do next? Okay, what else you got? What else happened in 2023?
I don't know. I became step captain.
Step captain? Yes. Leah is super active in school and
yeah, class vice president.
Class vice president. What else?
What else am I doing? I'm in like a couple of clubs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
Black
too much.
Student Union.
Oh yes, Black Student Union.
Black Student Union.
Finally.
Why is that important to you? Like, why was the institution of the Black Student Union in your school important?
I feel like it was important because our school is extremely diverse and the area that we're in is extremely diverse, mm-hmm. which makes our school, you know, majority, like Black, majority Hispanic. So I feel like finally being able to have those things so our people can like band together in an educational way. Mm-hmm. It was definitely like important and cool to see because mm-hmm. it like this is the first time in our school's been around since the 60s. Mm-hmm. So it's just that like, you know. Oh, yeah, we actually care.
Okay, Leah. 2023.
What happened with you?
What happened with me? Let's see. So it started, like you said, it started
really,
really
good. They had us in the first half, man.
They had us in the first half. And then the second half came and, you know, work stuff started dwindling, was laid off from a job. It was not fun. The end of 2023 was not fun. It was definitely a doozy, especially because, you know, we had so many plans and so many different things that we wanted to accomplish moving into 2024. But even with those setbacks, for me, it, like you, has been a learning experience of what I want as far as a career is concerned, what I'm excited about, and how I plan to move forward in 2024 and into my 50th year,
yeah.
which is crazy town. But I'm really excited about my future.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about this podcast and bringing the audience these conversations that we really enjoy having. And I hope that people will, you know, email us, let us know what kinds of topics are you interested in. There's always something going on,
yeah.
something to be talked about, you know, something to hash out yeah. or whatever. And we definitely want to be the platform by which you can do that, where you can have those conversations, you can ask those questions. We're going to have hopefully some guests come and join us and experience the vibe of Leah and DeVita for
yes.
2024.
Yes.
Yes.
Make this year a good year, guys.
Make this year a good year. Yeah, I'm really excited. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Right?
I'm not trying to overhype it, because...
Definitely. Okay, so the people who do that, this is my year.
Oh, my god!
How do you feel about
it's just
that?
Like, you know, I'm a very, like, not secret, but private person.
Mm-hmm.
So people can know things are going on, but they don't know the, like...
things that are going on.
That are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're posting that's just, like, don't, like...
Why?
Like, just say, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pushing,
yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that for sure. People who are always like, oh, this is going to be the year that I do blah, blah, blah. And then you go back and you're like, oh, dang, I didn't do half the things. Like, you have to be very careful and calculated
yes.
about the things you put out, not
yes.
just in the atmosphere, but the things that you put out, because you don't know, especially if there are things that are out of your control,
mm-hmm.
which... life is completely out of our life be happening. Life be lifing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might have all the best intentions, but you don't know what's going to happen. You can say, I hope that X, Y, and Z happens this year. And
yeah.
I'm going to work toward that goal. But if it doesn't happen, to be crushed because it doesn't is not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know, keep things to yourself. Like just keep it to yourself. Because it's just like, that's one of the things I don't like doing, like saying things are going to happen and then, because people can hold you accountable. They can be like, oh, didn't you say, and it didn't happen? And yeah. You're just like, oh, like, that's just embarrassing. So, yeah.
Especially if you don't follow through on it. Even if it doesn't happen, to say, you know, to come back and say, you know what, X, Y, and Z didn't happen. Don't just try and act like you never said it. Like, you know, I said I was going to lose weight. I did, y'all. But it ain't happened because I like bread. And that's that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, as long as you can hold yourself accountable. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's your life.
It's your Oh, Lord.
Y'all know me.
Leah and it's just, as long as you're not killing anybody.
As long as you're not hurting yourself or other people, it's okay with me.
All right. Well, thank you, Leah. I'm glad we are back. This is going to be fun. Yes. I'm looking forward to more and more episodes, and I hope that you all are too. Hot topics? Do we have any hot topics?
No.
No, not this week. Okay. Next week, we're going to have some hot topics for you guys and hope that you enjoy them. Please reach out to us on social media. We are still there.
Yeah, guys.
We're still on social media at Let's Chat _ podcast on Instagram. So definitely reach out to us and let us know what's going on in your world and any topics that you think we should tackle. And we're looking forward to doing just that. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you next time. Bye.